We're going to move on to politics here at home. With the primaries next Tuesday, the seemingly endless primary season is now almost over, and we're turning our attention to the general election. Most observers agree that the Latino vote could prove decisive. Voto Latino, a nonpartisan Get Out the Vote group founded in 2004, is once again working to try to get young Latino Americans registered to vote and to participate in the November elections. The goal is the 7 million Latino Americans aged 18 to 29, and to that end, the organization partnered with iTunes to release a compilation of songs that speak to issues those voters care about. Cuban-American rapper Pitbull contributed Across the Waters to the CD.
Across the waters, find a place to raise our seed. Across the waters, and let our American dream. Yeah. Across the waters, escaping the captivity. Cuba equals Castro, Castro equals communism.
Armando Perez, better known as Pitbull, joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Hello, mamita. How you doing? Thank you for having me. How you doing today?
I'm good now that I'm talking to you. How did you get involved in Voto Latino? You've been involved from the beginning, right?
I got involved because at a certain point in my life, I was running around the streets doing things that I shouldn't be doing, and I caught a felony charge, so therefore I couldn't vote, even though I had registered to vote in high school. So then what happened was we got a chance to get the felony charge expunged. I got a second chance in order to vote, and with all that time in between, I seen how powerful it is and how important it is to vote. So I got involved with Voto Latino in order to go out here and speak to those that I feel that can relate to me and where I'm from, and how I've actually made a negative a positive and come from nothing to something.
Do you think the fact that you had your vote taken away and you had to fight for it made it more important to you?
Definitely made it a whole lot more important to me and made me realize, you know, for one, how I wasn't taking advantage of the one right given to me, being a United States citizen. So definitely.
That speaks to a point that I'm thinking about here, which is that you were born here. You were born in the U.S.
Yes, first generation Cuban American.
Right. So this isn't something that you had to, as the song says, cross the water to achieve. So I was going to ask about the song Across the Waters. The imagery is very vivid, very powerful. Where did that come from? Did it come from family stories, from friends?
Oh, no. Yes, definitely. I mean, living in Miami and being a Cuban-American, my family, my grandmother was involved in La Sierra Maestra, which was the quote-unquote revolutionary war between Castro and Bautista. My mother came over in Operation Peter Pan. For those that don't know what that is when the families in Cuba actually figured out that Castro wasn't what he was about or what he was talking about or preaching or selling whatever dream he was selling. They put their kids on a plane to live with American families, and, for years they wouldn't see their family. My father, he went and picked up family and friends in the Mariel boat lift, which was in 1980. So it just goes to show you that people for freedom, they do a whole lot, and I feel that sometimes we take advantage of the freedom and the rights that we have in the United States of America, and that's why I feel Across the Waters was so important to me.
Across the waters, escaping the captivity. Cuba equals Castro, Castro equals communism. Yeah. Communism equals a quest for freedom, which equals a distance of 90 miles. Across the water, that's where freedom's found. That's if the Atlantic gonna beat them down.
Cuban Americans, and I should mention that you and rapper Curse teamed up for this.
Curse, he's Haitian, so they have, we have the same struggles.
But I have to say that I think the Cuban-American story is very well known, and Cuban-Americans, of course, have been a crucial voting bloc in Florida, which is, of course, a swing state, but people tend to associate the community with pretty much one issue, which is relations with Cuba and, getting rid of Castro. I'm wondering, for people for whom that isn't their priority, do you still feel that the song, your message, resonates?
I think the song crosses a lot of borders, and I think it still touches people whether they feel that way or they don't. I think it's just a way of me painting a vivid picture of what it is to struggle and dream and want and achieve freedom.
Do you think that people want to hear it? It's not like people go to the club and they're not really thinking about politics, but your work has always had a political component. Do you feel that people want to hear what you have to say?
Oh, no, definitely. And, in this society that we live in right now, I feel like everybody, one way or another, suffers from ADD with everything that gets thrown at us, So it's hard for us to observe, and really break down any type of information thrown our way. So what it is, I feel like, I make all types of music across the board. And when I make a record like this, I feel like I have to cater to the public in order for me to be able to give them what I want, meaning it's almost like spoon feeding a kid. You know, sometimes you have to like do the airplane for them and vroom, vroom until you finally eat it. That's like the public. You know, you have to kind of give them what they want at first in order for you to give them what you want to give them. And I want to be able to give them records like Across the Water, even though I'm known for records in the clubs and known for street records or whatever, whatnot. But this is something that's very, means a lot to me. I feel very deeply about. And at the end of the day, it's my life, you know, and I really want to put it out there so they can understand what it is to be somebody, and, you know, everybody on that island. To me, Cuba's the world's biggest prison. You know, people that can't say what they want to say, can't think what they want to think. They can work their whole life and never achieve nothing. So that song to me is my way of trying to help them.
Yeah. And speaking of the right to say what you want, you know, rap, as you know, rap, hip hop has mm-hmm. always been controversial as a genre. On the one hand, mm-hmm. I think rappers have always been interested in politics. I mean, your 2006 album, El Mariel, of course, you know, dealt with a lot of real issues. On the other hand, some people see, like, Go Girl.
I party like a rock star, look like a movie star, play like an all-star, like a porn star.
And they say, okay, why is it that the man's in a suit, the women are always half-naked, there's always got to be eight women to every man? You know what I'm saying. There are a lot of people who think that the genre, you know what I'm saying, that the genre is a little bit, you know, demeaning to women. And I just wonder if you ever feel like the politics fights itself. On the one hand, you're telling people, get involved, take your rights seriously, get political. On the other hand, the women got to be half-naked. And mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying 150%. And with that said is, me born Cuban-American, I was already born politically incorrect. So I'm just one big contradiction when it comes to that. and that being said, as far as hip-hop and it being what it is at the end of the day, I come from Miami. And anybody that's been to Miami knows that, you know, you go to the clubs and it's not just the video. You're going to see half-naked women at the end of the day. You know, it's just, it's hot. It's sweaty, it's sexy, and that's basically where I'm from. So all I'm doing is just portraying the image of all I know at the end of the day. Now, this is why I come on shows such as this one, and I speak about other things also so that they say or they see, and they sit back and go, wow, you know, yeah, he may make those type of records, but at the same time, he can make these type of records. Now, in terms of personally, now you're talking about a different person. You're talking about Pitbull professionally, and when you meet me personally, you're talking to Armando Pérez. That's a whole different person.
So are you planning to participate in the campaign in any other ways? Are you endorsing a candidate? Is there any candidate you particularly like?
No, I particularly like Obama. It's been very motivational and inspirational. I think he's him and Hillary, to be honest with you. And I think that it's time for something different. It's time for a change, like he says. And as long as it's not McCain, I'm all right.
That's interesting because, well, I mean, not to put people in a box, but the among Latino voters, Cuban Americans tend to have trended Republican.
Cuban Americans put Bush in office. That's the way I look at it when it comes to in the 2000 election. And the reason was for that is it's real simple. Yes, they voted Republican majority of the time. A lot of them have flipped over to Democrats. And what happened with the Clinton administration, as far as when they came and they grabbed up Ellie and Gonzalez, that was a problem. So it didn't matter who was running on the other side, Al Gore, Jesus Christ, God himself. They weren't going to vote for him because of what happened with Elian Gonzalez. And that's exactly what happened in 2000. Now, a lot of them are not voting Republicans. I know a lot of older Cubans that are like, wow, this is incredible. What's happened to this country? This, that, and the third, bum, bum, bum. So I'll tell you one thing, though. They'll vote more for Hillary than they would Obama. Mm-hmm. That I'll tell you.
Why is that?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's old school racism, maybe. I'm talking about older Cubans now. I'm not talking about now, you know, new generation and next generation up and coming. Everything has changed a whole lot from what it was before traditionally, like anywhere else. And they have voted Republicans before, but on my end, I'm straight. I don't need no more Republicans. Hillary or Obama, I'm cool. I'm happy.
You ever think about running for anything yourself?
Oh, no, man. I stay away from politics. My grandmother always told me that. No hables política. You know, don't talk about politics, man. It's always a problem.
Well, you didn't listen.
I know I didn't, man. I should have just said, I'm plead the fifth. I'm out of here.
Armando Perez, better known as Pitbull, joined us from WLRN in Miami. We're going to play a little bit more of Across the Water as we say goodbye. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. And you guys have a lovely day.
Across the waters, fight with me. Yeah.
across the waters. All we want is to be free across the waters. Find a place to raise our seed across the waters. And let our American dream across the waters. Escaping the captivity.
This year is for all the Cubans.